Now turning your attention to a group known as the Alliance, describing itself as a support network for nursing homes rather than a membership body, is making calls for more funding and has been talking at Dáil Éireann in relation to this. Shane Scanlon is spokesperson for the Alliance, also director of nursing at Listowel Lodge, Listowel. Shane, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us in the programme. You met with politicians on Tuesday, is that right? What are you saying are needed by the smaller privately run nursing homes in Ireland?
Yes, we presented, well, essentially it was an Oireachtas briefing on Tuesday in the Dáil, and you were just talking about independent TDs there. It was actually chaired by Richard O'Donoghue. He's a TD from Limerick, but the whole thing was organised by the Rural Independents in general, so I want to thank Danny and Michael Healy-Ray for their efforts in, you know, organising and getting us a platform in Dáil Éireann with all TDs and senators. So essentially, I think, look, it's common knowledge at this stage, Gerry, that there's been over 18 closures in nursing homes last year. There's a further 5 closing already this year. We had the opportunity to present our concerns to TDs and ministers in the Dáil. We spoke about the current funding model that's in place for private nursing homes versus the funding model that's in place for public nursing homes. What we discussed really is that we would like the introduction of a cost of care model for every single elderly person in this country. So at the moment, 4 out of 5 vulnerable elderly residents are funded under a maximum price model, and they're not being afforded a cost of care model, which they would receive in a public nursing home. What we are saying is, like, that this is a grave inequality, and that each individual resident should be provided with equal funding.
And what was the response that you got from the politicians you were speaking to?
It was fantastic. On a cross-party basis, it was unanimous. No one disagreed with the points we put across. They could see that, you know, small nursing homes are struggling. And I suppose what I put across to them was, when we look at the closures last year, small family nursing homes in rural communities and small towns and villages, that was one commonality. They had the lowest nursing home rates in the country, so that's the lowest single rate per resident. So residents in those nursing homes were the most underfunded. They had less than 50 beds, and they were family or single owned.
Yeah. And is the model, you know, changing, Shane, in terms of the type of nursing homes we have? Some of the nursing home groups run by international investment funds, are they the ones that are surviving what you've gone through over the last number of years?
Of course, yeah, they have huge economies of scale, the large nursing home groups. But essentially, you have a 3-tier, hopelessly fragmented funding model. So at present, you have the public nursing homes, and they deliver fantastic service, but they're extremely well funded by a cost of care model. You would see, in comparison to our Alliance of Nursing Homes, 50 to 70% more funding provided to those nursing homes. Then you have, under the maximum price model, it's basically rates are set on a county level, but unfortunately, like, our counterparts in Dublin have 33% more funding than we're receiving. Now, we're all under the same set of regulations set out by our regulator, the Office of the Chief Inspector of HICWA, and we're supposed to meet...
You're all held to the same standards.
But there's 3 stages of funding being provided to meet those standards. Like I'd equate it, you know, you look at the hotel sector. If you've the Park Hotel in Kinmare, you've Adair Manor in Limerick, you've the Merion in Dublin, all 5-star experience, but all will charge the same price to deliver that experience. I mean, you're not going to deliver a 5-star experience in County Kerry if you're charging €200 less.
Yeah.
So what we're saying is it's an impossibility to survive, and there's a cost to care crisis. The cost of delivering our services have gone up considerably, almost €200 per resident a week. And if there was an individual cost to care model that focused on our labour costs, our capital costs, the interest that we're dealing with now, you know, we'd survive. And it's not fair for elderly people to through no fault of their own, want to live in their own community, reside in a nursing home in their own community, to be then afforded a poor funding model.
Yeah. Look, it strikes me, Shane, that a number of different decisions are going to have to be made here, because one thing for certain, and it was mentioned in the context of the 12 billion euro surplus and the surpluses that are projected for the next number of years, a good bit of that money is going to have to be set aside for our ageing demographic and the pressures that will be brought to bear on services needed. And that means hospitals, healthcare, housing, and particularly, I suppose, later life care. So a lot of money is going to have to go in this direction. It's about how we spend it and what is the model. Do we keep on to the different types of nursing care? Does there have to be more publicly run nursing homes in rural areas if family ones can't survive? Or is it, as you're suggesting, more financial support for your size operation to keep them alive?
So what we presented was three-pronged. What we're suggesting is a single weekly base rate of funding for all residents in all nursing homes, taking in your labour, capital costs in general, and have it CPI indexed. Additional to that would be a separate fund topped up on that for what services do you offer. So do you have a physio on site? Do you have an OT on site? Do you have access to dietitians, etc.? Are you maybe in a rural area and the likelihood of further services not to be returned in that area if you were to close, that you would get additional funding? Maybe you're in a large urban environment and the cost of living is a bit more. So that would be the second strand of funding. And the third then would be a dependency level assessment tool utilised to assess the individual care needs of each resident. Depending, and they can vary massively. I mean, they vary massively in every single nursing home. But you know, we've seen, like, the smallest nursing home in our alliance has 20 beds over there in South Limerick, like, and you know, the predominantly dementia residents, and they've extremely high care needs. Yes, they're afforded some of the lowest funding structures for their care, and that same nursing home, you know, has never had an issue with HICWA and 100% compliance. It just it doesn't add up.
And if nursing homes like that are to close, what is going to happen? Are you going to be left with larger regionally based nursing homes that people have to travel to and from, or will the government have to step in and provide a public model in those rural areas?
Well, we've a lot of large nursing home groups and a lot of investment into the country in relation to elderly care. They're not going to set up a nursing home in a rural area. So yeah, essentially these services close, that's it. And like, we've a huge socio-economic benefit. Like, we employ a lot of people around the Listowel area in our nursing home, for example. We use a lot of local suppliers.
Yeah.
Knock-on effects are huge, not just for the residents that are displaced and might have to go, for example, to Newcastle West or Tralee or Killarney. It's and you know, that isn't right either. Elderly people deserve to live out their lives. And the worst thing about all of this is all the small nursing homes that are there, you know, we are actually meeting the national policy for the decongregation of social services. And from our perspective as well, the Alliance, and we mentioned this in the Dáil, is we can't understand a situation where Ireland has moved away from large psychiatric and
institutions into the community. Yeah.
That we now have a situation where everybody or somebody didn't stop and think it was okay to allow 100 to 150 to 200 bed nursing homes. They're just Ireland's new care institutions, effectively, and it's not good enough for an ageing population where we're going to need 14,000 extra beds by 2031. And if all your small nursing homes around the place are closing, I mean, if they were funded appropriately, each individual resident, the nursing home itself is going to be able to carry out its function appropriately.
Yeah.
They're going to be able to reinvest in the facility, and where you might see a 20, 25, 30 bed nursing home now, when they see the demand rise, the likelihood is that they'll have the opportunity to expand their services further and maybe stretch out to 30 beds. But right now, if you're operating at a loss, you know, it's very difficult. And six nursing homes in our alliance, and like, our alliance ranges from Kerry to Donegal. We even have Dublin-based nursing homes come on board recently.
Yeah.
You know, six are saying they can't see past September, October where they're going to have to put a notification into ICWA to say with their intention to close.
They're winding down.
They have to give out a 6 month period, so they're always looking, and we're always looking 6 months ahead.
6 months down the line.
Because you need action.
You need action now, yeah. Shane, is what you're saying. Okay, listen, Shane, thanks for talking to us and putting the case forward for your size nursing home. Let's see where it goes.
Can I just make one point before we finish, Jerry? Yeah. We met the Minister of Butler on the 24th. She's
Mary
the Minister
Butler,
for
yes.
Older Persons.
Yep.
She promised that she was going to announce additional counter-stabilising measures for us. That hasn't happened. We're asking her to immediately sit down with us. I've requested on numerous occasions to have an emergency meeting with her. We've had no response, and we're demanding that we are respected and that we are afforded the time, and our residents, more importantly, are afforded a cost of care model.
Okay, all right, Shane, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for outlining that for us. That's Shane Scanlon there of a group, the Alliance, a support network for nursing homes, who made a presentation to TDs in Dáil Éireann during the week.